I've also heard from insider sources that these alignments are the secret to alchemy. Lead will turn into gold in certain methods, but you have to know when to do it. Only when the Earth and solar system produces the proper coherence will this ancient science of alchemit, literally the science of Egypt, actually work. A new view of the Maya calendar. The Maya were obviously a pyramid-building culture, or at least inherited all their traditions from a pyramid-building culture. I do not believe that human sacrifice had anything to do with the original founding of the Maya civilization. This represented the end result of a long period of decay, moving ever increasingly farther away from where it once started. It may well be that the ancient founders of the Maya civilization were in fact aware that you could levitate large stone blocks, teleport through space, and even travel through time when the geometry of the Earth lined up with the geometry of the solar system. It is very likely that one of the main reasons they built the pyramids was to have a coherence generator, so that when these special alignments opened up, they could harness them. Obviously, if this were true, they would be very interested in tracking the orbits of the planets with great precision. I've seen many, many skeptics stridently attack the Maya calendar as if it were a bunch of meaningless nonsense. And even when people write about it in a favorable way, suggesting that the end date of 2012 is truly a significant event, hardly anyone actually crunches the numbers within the calendar to see if they mean something. More specifically, why were the Maya counting all these different cycles that mesh together with each other so perfectly? Why not just count Earth days, lunar months, and Earth years, and leave it at that? I suspected that if I actually did the homework, I might find that the Maya were counting these cycles for a reason, and I struck gold. The Maya and many other indigenous Mesoamerican cultures gave every day a name for a total of 20 days. This 20-day period was called a vientena in many pre-Columbian Mesoamerican cultures. It was also referred to as a weenal in the Maya calendar, as well as in the Zapotec and Mixtec cultures. It seemed to serve the same basic function as a month does in our own calendar system. 18 weenals of 20 days each were counted up to get 360 days, or a tun. Then an additional 5 nameless days, called Nemontemi in many cultures and Wayeb in the Mayan calendar, were added in to get our typical 365-day Earth year. So you had 18 20-day months in a year, plus the 5 nameless days added in. This whole system of counting the Earth year was collectively known as the Hab. Interestingly, the nameless days were considered to be a dangerous time where the boundaries between the mortal realm and the underworld dissolved. Allegedly, rambunctious spirits could get through during this time and cause disasters to occur. This might be the result of a thinning of the veil between space-time and time-space, given a more supernatural explanation. It is also interesting that if the 360 days represent a perfect sphere, a harmonic geometry, then perhaps those 5 days are where we lose symmetry and the coherence is broken. The 20-day cycle was considered to be an astrology system, where each of these days had a particular character or quality to it. Their counting system also went 1 through 20, unlike our own, which only goes 1 through 10. And despite their meticulous tracking of the Hab, or solar year, they also followed other cycles at the same time. Even though they counted 20 days as the ventana, or weenal, they also gave each day a number, which they called the Tresena cycle. Strangely, these numbers only count up to 13, and then on the 14th day, you start on the number 1 again. That means that the 20-day and 13-day cycles don't line up until 260 days, or 13 times 20. This 260-day cycle was known as the Dzogchen, and it is considered the oldest and most important timing system throughout all Mesoamerican regions, appearing earlier than the very first Maya inscriptions that ever featured it.